From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Egyptians speak out against a bloody attack. Egyptian security officials say 305 people have been killed by suspected Islamic militants in an attack on a mosque in the northern Sinai Peninsula. No group has claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State has been carrying out attacks in the region. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi vowed the attack will not go unpunished. Reuters' Pascal Davies has reaction from Egypt.
In Cairo, residents are angry over the mosque attack.
If one person dies, that's unfair. It is unfair what is happening to the Egyptian people. It is unfair for our children, siblings, and families. It is unfair for a person to die holding his son in his arms. Did God order this? Where is faith, religion, and Islam that they call for?
Local sources say some of the worshippers were Sufi Muslims. Groups such as Islamic State consider that branch of Islam targets because they revere saints and shrines, which to Islamists is idolatry.
That was Reuters' Pascal Davies. The United States warned Pakistan of repercussions in bilateral relations Saturday, the U.S. urging Islamabad to immediately rearrest and prosecute an Islamist leader accused of masterminding the 2008 attacks on the Indian city of Mumbai. On Friday, Pakistani authorities acted on a court order and freed Hafiz Sayed, a U.S.-designated global terrorist, from months of house arrest for a lack of evidence. Also happening in Pakistan, the government has called in the army to deal with thousands of protesters in Islamabad after a security crackdown led to violent crashes. This is VOA News. The three American sailors missing since their plane crashed into the Philippine Sea were identified by the U.S. Navy on Saturday. Lieutenant Stephen Combs, aviation bosun mate Airman Matthew Chialastri, and aviation ordnance airman apprentice Brian Grosso were lost at sea Wednesday. Their Navy transport plane crashed into the western Pacific Ocean. The Navy said Thursday that eight U.S. and Japanese ships, three helicopter squadrons, and maritime patrol aircraft had been involved in the two-day search for the missing sailors. After days of waiting to hear news about their missing loved ones, families of the crew members of an Argentine submarine have decided to go home. They were waiting at the Mar del Plata Naval Base for news about the ARA San Juan. The submarine disappeared on November 15th during a routine mission. 10 days later, it has not been found, and grieving relatives scheduled a religious ceremony for Saturday afternoon. Cuba marks the first anniversary of the death of communist leader Fidel Castro Saturday. The island will hold a series of remembrances from Saturday through December 4th, the day Castro was laid to rest in a cemetery in Santiago de Cuba, where he had launched a Cuban revolution. Here's Cuba specialist Phil Peters.
I think all admit he's a very large historical figure who won a very impressive military victory in the Cuban Revolution, who maneuvered through very difficult circumstances in the international sphere. He put Cuba on the map in many ways, far beyond its importance in history, far beyond its economic capabilities.
Municipal elections will be held on Sunday that will lead to the selection of a new head of state early next year. As people queued in long lines outside banks in Harare on Saturday, a common sight in a nation struggling with cash shortages, many expressed hope that Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, would be able to reboot the country's flailing economy.
As you can see, like now, you are taking pictures, having people in the queues. You cannot change things in a day's time. You see, our honorable ex-president Robert Mugabe has failed for the past 37 years, and we don't expect Mnangagwa to perform miracles in a day's time or so, but that man is capable. I know him.
Mnangagwa met with top Zimbabwean politicians Saturday to settle his cabinet. Three flights carrying humanitarian aid and aid workers have arrived in Sana'a, Yemen's capital. The aid is the first allowed in the country in nearly 3 weeks, following a blockade imposed by the Saudi-led coalition that halted the flow of essential supplies into Yemen. I'm Liz Palka from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.